Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. This show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org, 1798part2.org, and republicreview.org. You are listening to the only show that asserts the only constitutional solution in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. This is very important. And as a matter of fact, I had a great opportunity this past weekend to get onto a YouTube streaming channel where there was quite a few people on board. And I will also tell you that there was a very warm reception. We got some results, and we got people contributing to the state legislators that we have on our endorsement page. And so, as you know, this show is dedicated to state legislators and those grassroots leaders who are working and moving in the direction that we need to be moving so that we can get into a call for an audit, getting the conversation started within these state legislators so that they can actually start working together and really pulling together what I call Republic Review. The number to call in is 215-867-8255. And I'm expecting a call in from an individual who is running. And actually, he's one of those, I believe, that you'll find on my endorsement, not I believe, you will find him on my endorsement page on reclaimingtherepublic.org, candidates endorsement. With that, let me emphasize and let me beg, let me plead money for these men, and I wish it was women, but these candidates who have agreed to step up to the federal tyranny that we're facing and literally call them for an audit, because the evidence is overwhelming that the federal government is not in compliance with the Constitution. They're not exercising those delegated powers, and they are assuming and usurping powers that are well outside the Constitution. I know I've heard it from professors. I've heard it from a lot of people who I should never hear this from, but they say, oh, well, they've been doing it all this time. Why can't we let them continue? Why can't we continue down this path and allowing this to continue? Because it's a violation, and there is no stopping the federal government, because they're going to continue to violate and do even worse and worse and worse. They believe they have a wholesale control over the Constitution, which they don't. And that's why the states absolutely need to step up and step in on our behalf to save our liberties, to save our sovereignty, and to save our republic. So again, that's why this show is dedicated to these state legislators and why I'm asking you to contribute to them. I had quite a few individuals who responded one in kind with either emails and or contributions. And so I'm begging and pleading again. I don't want to do this for all the entire show. I'm begging and pleading that you consider donating $5 to each candidate or whatever you possibly can. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the candidates endorsement page, and you will find that there are plenty of worthy candidates that you can actually support and help them get across the finish line. Wyoming, believe it or not, still has 2 weeks and a day before they actually have their primary. And so any money that you can give to these candidates will help them with ads, flyers, or what have you, so that they can continue gaining and hopefully gaining momentum on their campaign. So I plead, and I will leave it at that. I will leave the plead with you, and I will probably try to remind you, because I do understand that people come in and go, so I will just remind people at a later time. If you can please contribute to these candidates, please, by all means, do so. I even had some folks that actually donated to my Mobius Strip Press or Reclaiming the Republic PayPal account, and they did that in behalf of these candidates. So I will be distributing that money out to those candidates evenly, so that those candidates, the state legislators, can actually get these funds. It's not a lot. They need more. They need as much as possible. But if everybody, like I said, if everybody that is listening contributes just $2 or $5, we're talking tens of thousands of people that are actually listening at this point in time. That would be a huge wave of money coming into these campaigns and put wind in the sails of these candidates, so that they can literally go on, I will call it the offensive, so that they can overcome the odds, because some of these candidates are actually fighting. There's three of the four that are fighting for and deeply entrenched legislators. And so I'm hoping and pleading that we can get these candidates across that finish line. I have been working, but I have not gotten it in there yet. I've been working on the crowdfunding and breaking down where the money is going to, kind of like, you know, some of this money is going into these campaigns. And so especially if you happen to have a candidate that you have maxed out on, keep in mind, I can only do the same thing that you can. I can only max out my contributions to a given candidate. So if I have a lot of people that end up giving to a particular candidate, which I don't have that problem at this point where I would be maxed out, but I will say this, that the intent is that as we start growing this ground effort, especially in the next election, we will have a ground effort to where we should have a PAC in place, and any and all money will literally go and help literally assist every single one of these candidates to get across the finish line. So we're going to go for the highest value possible that we can in supporting those candidates who are willing to sign and sign the pledge and support your liberties and your sovereignty, as well as their own constituents and so forth. And so that's what I'm breaking down for people within the crowdfunding or a GoFundMe, because they want to see how that's all going to be dispersed. And I don't have a problem with that, because like I said, it's not money that's coming into my pocket. This is money that we're using in promoting very specific things. And between now and the end of this election, everything's going into the election. But after this, it'll be going into an educational effort for going and speaking and presenting and helping convince state legislators who are already elected in an office to be coming on board, so that they know that they've got our support and that they become the champions of the American people. So anyway, I also have to do that obligatory groveling. I need support. It's not just about money. If you have a computer, if you have resources and you have a phone and you have some time, you can help. You can get involved and you can make phone calls. You can ask people to get engaged, to take some time and learn. There's nothing wrong with learning. And so if you want to get engaged and get involved, because between now and 2020, we will definitely need a lot of people in the ground level. And what I mean by that is not necessarily creating a grassroots effort here, but working with those existing grassroots organizations, specifically the parties and so forth, so that they have the opportunity to understand. And you can be that constitutional warrior explaining to them the hard-defined limitations that the federal government has been cast into within this Constitution, and we need to get back to that. As many, many very smart people have already said, one of our greatest strategic and national threats is our debt. The fact that we're spending so recklessly on anything and everything that the federal government have a hard time saying no. And the real problem isn't the federal government saying no, it's the states. The states have to say no. And once the states start saying no, then a lot of things will start freeing up. Those regulations that are binding the states, those go away. As soon as the states start asserting their authority, that's exactly where we are and where we will be. So with that, my groveling is done. If you want to help, just send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And with that, I did check. I looked around and I actually scanned the news, and there is no sign of the federal government, even with all the good things Trump is doing, there is no sign for the federal government in disbanding, in putting apart and putting aside all of these unconstitutional roles and responsibilities and powers. And so with that, the fact is that it leaves it to us. That means you and I and the state legislators are going to have to do this heavy lifting and actually going against the grain and against the status quo so that we can actually get the federal government back into that framework. And so that's why this is really important. And that's why supporting these candidates, I can't say this enough, and I will say it later on in the show. If you have time, if you have some money, please contribute to those candidates on the candidate endorsement page. And so I what I'm planning on doing today, and as I see, I've already got the caller on, but we're going to be going into a hard break in about 15 seconds. So what we will do is we'll come back, we'll have Bill Winnie on the phone with us, and we're going to talk about the Wyoming race and how things are going. In addition to that, I plan on having the Secrets of the Melbourne Man. I'm going to go through that because we've been talking a lot about the Platonist and Plato's design and playbook in how to move a republic towards a statist government. And so we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. So thank you so much. And again, please stay tuned. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue. And as I was saying when we were going into the break, we have a candidate who is running for state legislator. I believe it is legislative district number 22, and that candidate, let me make sure I'm getting this right, Bill. It's Bill Winnie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Bill, welcome to the show. And how goes the war and fight in your campaign?
Well, it's a tough battle. I'm up against an incumbent.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that carries with it a lot. But at the same time, You know, I spent my career in the submarine force, and submariners are out on the pointy end of the spear and frequently without a lot of supporting forces. So being up against an incumbent doesn't scare me.
So being a commander of a submarine, I forget what you call the groups there, but being a commander underwater there and retire. When did you retire?
I retired in 2002.
2002. And so as I understand your credentials and all the things you've been doing, you've actually been attending the legislative sessions in, let me see here, it is Cheyenne, right? That's the capital?
Correct.
And so since 2005, you've been attending all the legislative sessions, and you've actually participated in speaking, folks. Bill has actually participated in speaking on issues, even as a subject matter expert as well, right?
Well, I'd like to think so. you know, I'm very careful to make sure when I get up to say something that it's based in my experience in the Navy and command and leading people and training people, training and education for that matter.
Right.
And so I'm very careful with that. You know, a lot of people sometimes get up in legislatures and speak, and they just kind of give an opinion. Well, I'm very careful to make sure it's hooked to real experiences and real accomplishments I've had on active duty and other places, perhaps.
Right. So in your exploits there in Cheyenne as a civilian watching the legislative body and so forth, and to be clear, folks, I just want you to understand, because I've said this before, Wyoming is actually the reddest of red states. I think it has the highest concentration of Republicans to Democrats. And so one would think that they would be, you know, doing all sorts of very patriotic things and, you know, just eating and bleeding the Constitution. But my concerns have been that we've had a lot of status quo, and there's been a lot of creeping within the establishment. Not even, we've seen this at the national level, and that's what's caused the deep state to get out of control. It's the fact that it's even been created under our nose and actually working against us it boggles my mind. It absolutely is the antithesis of a free republic. But anyway, back to the point here. Bill has been actually watching and witnessing this. And so you've actually ran a campaign against your incumbent. This is the second time or third?
Second time. Well, actually third if you go back a few years. But
okay.
Second time in
Okay. And so if I can frame this right, because I know I reached out to all the candidates in June, the middle of June, as I was telling my audience that I'm now, you know, going into Wyoming, or not physically, but reaching out to the candidates. And I know I reached out to your opponent in this primary, and I never heard a word back from her. And I ended up reaching out to you almost a month later, and instantly you came back. And so it's very impressive, my friends, when you actually have somebody, you send something out, especially something that you know is important and you don't want it necessarily to be ignored. But I understand people get busy, but when people take the time to actually look, investigate, engage like Bill did, to me, what we've got is somebody that is actually imbues leadership. And I know you're kind of probably humble on that, but that is what a true leader does. And so your thoughts on what the biggest issue that you're facing in this debate, or I should say in this race with your opponent, this Marty Haverson or whatever, I forget her last name. But anyway, what do you think is the biggest issue that you guys are facing?
Well, by far the biggest issue Wyoming is facing has to do with its state budget. The state has long been the beneficiary of federal mineral royalties and so on coal and oil and gas within the state. And that has been a real benefit to the state. But unfortunately, You know, we all liked it a few years ago when gasoline prices at the pump went from $4 a gallon down to about $2 or $1.50 a gallon. And the backside of that sword, you know, swords frequently are two-edged and they cut both ways, was the receipts to the state treasury went down quite a bit. And the state was putting away a lot of money into savings funds during the good times, and so they are not in a deficit realm. But this past legislative session, they ended up taking $922 million out of their savings funds to fund the state budgets. And what bothered me was they really didn't look very hard at all at the state departments to see where they could pare down the budget, pare down the spending, I should say. They just kind of maintained the status quo. And, you know, it was kind of funny. The Senate tried to pull the reins in on things. Usually it was the House that would be the one to pull the reins in. But for some reason, that role was flipped this time. But in the end, the House prevailed. Well, you got to get into the details of the different department budgets. I was asked to take a look by a close friend into the education budgets. And I got in there and took a look and concluded there was excessive administration. More chiefs, you know, the chiefs in Indian illustration, more chiefs than we needed, to the tune of about $50 million. Well, nobody looked at that. They just kind of passed the education budget as it was without any hard look. I mean, they could have done a hard look and maybe decided to do something different, but they didn't really look very hard. And I think they need to do that kind of look elsewhere. And I just looked at, there's a group of probably 15, maybe 16 or 17 or 18 legislators on the floor of the House that are very, very hardcore right-wing. They know all the buzzwords, but they actually don't produce a heck of a lot. But they speak on the floor, and they say things that people like to hear. But at the end of the day, they don't really contribute very much to what's going on. And I want to get in there, and the status quo isn't good enough. We got to get in there. We got to go look at the budget. We got to figure out how to stretch the savings because those mineral royalties will come back sometime, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. But at the end of the day, we got to get into that budget. We got to make the savings last. And the legislature just didn't do that this time.
Right. And so I want the folks already know that you've actually signed a pledge to do those actionable items. But I also want them to know that those actionable items is not going to possess you. It's not going to tie your hands down. It is one of those things that becomes a, you know, a collateral opportunity in educating and leading, as in addition to doing the due diligence that any leader needs to do. Like you're saying, if you've got a budget problem, then you need to start literally cutting. And it's amazing that they're using the rainy day fund instead. Like, that is, you know, just throw water on it, you'll grow more, right? But
yeah,
that's never the case. And when you all of a sudden have to dip into your savings, you need to quickly go in and reevaluate what can you start cutting back on and what can you do to make that savings last. Because if you're waiting for revenues to come back in on, like you said, the royalties or what have you, it's paramount, folks, that you do the due diligence in ensuring that you're protecting yourself. Because the last thing I think Wyomingans want is, and I don't think any American wants to see, is government having to spend more or take more money from them because they're spending things on things that they may not need to be spending, and they're not going through and making sure that everything is still a legitimate expense or outlay, correct?
Boy, you bet. You know, I tell you, I've heard starting about three or four years ago, I've heard mention of things that I interpreted as laying groundwork for an income tax in Wyoming. Now, they wouldn't use that term.
Right.
But you're starting to see a drumbeat in the various media that, and the principal premise of this drumbeat is current state spending is just fine. We got to figure out how to up the revenue.
Right.
And my position is different, which is current state spending is not necessarily fine. Let's get out the sharp pencil and get to work.
Right. Well, Bill, we're coming into a hard break, so please stay tuned, folks. And Bill, if you'd hold on, we'll pick you up on the backside of this hard break. So, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And so we have Bill Winnie on the line with us. He is the candidate that is fighting to gain a seat in the legislative district, the 22nd legislative district in Wyoming. And so... Bill, one of the things that I try to articulate, and I try to state this as best as I can, it takes money to get in good politicians. Politics costs money regardless. There's just there's no process in just putting names in there and then everybody go high, doesn't spend a dollar. I mean, to get the word out, to get people to understand and differentiate between one candidate and another is a lot of effort and it's a lot of work. And I know that you've been going through quite a bit in dealing with this and doing this. And so what are the expenses that you have to deal with? And did you happen to find out, by the way, I know I asked you, have you found out what it costs to do some air ads on radio?
It costs about $400 to $500 for a 30-second spot to run for about a week. Frankly, I've recently put more money into mailings, direct mail to the voters of the district, and particularly to the voters that are most likely to vote in the primary. And those run about $1,400 to $1,500 per mailing. I've done two of those, for example.
Okay.
And planning on another one before the election primary one probably a mailing starting Monday a week. But anyway, you get the idea, and those kind of things add up. And when you talk radio stations out here in this district, because of the geography, the Wyoming Range, the Grand Tetons, the Grovant Mountains, you know, you got to talk three radio stations to get to all the parts of the district. You know, Jackson is one up in Teton County. Etna, Star Valley Ranches down in Lincoln County, Bondurant and Daniel over in Sublette County. Yeah, the district is in three different counties. That's just the way the one man, one vote thing works for Wyoming and its geography. So, you know, those things add up in a hurry.
Right, right. And so I know that you could really use some help. And so if you could get money infused really quickly, I mean, would you use that on a radio ad? What would you use that for if we get some money to you? If the listeners were able to get some money to you?
Well, it'd go to radio ads, and it'd go to help fund the mailing I'm planning on doing, and maybe I'd do a second mailing right before the election itself. That would be, each of those would be $1,500. The radio, you know, there's 2 weeks before the primary, you know, $400 to $500
right.
Per week for the spots and three stations. So that's, you know, you're talking $6,000 to $8,000. So really, at the end of the day, I need probably another $10,000, maybe $12,000 for the various things, because, you know, you got to have handbills that you hand out when you shake hands and talk to people at their front door, and you know, there's just gasoline, you know, to get from my home to the south end of the district in Lincoln County is about 70 miles. And just to get into Jackson or Wilson, frankly, that's about 45 or 50 miles. And so just gasoline makes a difference too. So, you know, you can't discount those kind of things. So I sure would appreciate the help.
Right, right. And I hope we can get you help. I hope that there's enough good patriots that can actually, because if in the magnitude, and I'm looking at how many people are streaming, in the magnitude, if everybody streaming could just give you $2, that would be more than enough funding for you. Even $5 would probably be overkill. And I don't know if you could be, if you needed a war chest to go into the general, because folks, this is the important thing. The primaries are where these things are decided, because if Bill wins this primary, then he will win the election, because there's just no way in heck the Democrat will ever have a chance in his legislative district. There are a couple, but again, 9 times out of 10 in most of these types of elections, whoever wins the primary is a cakewalk for them to getting into the general and winning. And so this is why this is so important. And this is why we've been focused for a long time at the beginning of these primaries in trying to get into these candidates' heads, the importance of their position and getting them to sign this petition. This is a huge thing. This is not a risk. If I gave this petition to somebody in a purple state or a blue state, they would have a stigma and possibly a real problem in trying to even publicly come out and say, yes, I support the Constitution and I want to get the federal government out of our knickers and back into those few things that we've delegated to them. And so that's why we need to get this conversation started, because if it starts in Wyoming, it will creep. It will creep across the Republic and getting into all of the other states, and it will force and drag your blue state or purple state to the table, because they will have no other choice, because this will grow. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. We have about 5 minutes, but what are your feelings on this concept of, you know, when you first got exposed to this? I mean, I don't want to say the heavens parted, but I mean, this just made sense, right?
Well, you bet. I have long been a supporter of the Constitution, if you will. You know, back in the old days in school, when I went through high school, we studied the Constitution as part of American history and so on. And, you know, that's kind of a little bit passé in some education worlds these days. But the point being, I believe in the Constitution. You know, I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution and live by that for the entirety of my career in the Navy, of course. And you know, when you stand back and look at it, you know, there's it often comes to mind as I watch all the wailing and complaining about various groups about the current administration in the White House. You know, I kind of fall back on Winston Churchill's words, and he uses democracy in his quote, but and that's not quite right for us because we're really a republic. But humor me here. He says, you know, democracy is the worst of all possible forms of government, except for everything that's ever been tried before. And, you know, the Constitution wasn't designed to be efficient and be well ordered. It was designed to trade off the interests of the three branches at the federal level and of all the states at the state level so that each organization pursuing its own interest would get to, in the long run, the right kind of answer. And so the Constitution is a wonderful document, and we've kind of strayed, you know, as you've talked about, we've kind of strayed from it, and the federal government has become more powerful than perhaps it was intended by the founders. And so, you know, there's the elements of preventing that strength are there. The states have the ability to take control of that if they're of a mind to. And that's the thing that you're working on.
Right.
And that's what we got to get going, is get the states working in that mindset.
Well, my friends, this here is I think it's the portal for Thomas Jefferson's and James Madison's and those staunch supporters of the Constitution and patriots to be able to pass through and actually lead in getting this republic back on track. I don't believe anybody listening would appreciate if their employer started taking advantages, or if you're an employer and your employee started taking advantages, and more to the tune of the federal government and the states in their roles relationships. If you look at the federal government as like the employee, then I would say that if you're an employer, how would you like it if your employees took over your ship and literally took away your profits and literally ran your ship into ruins? That's what we've got. And so that's why we need leaders stepping through these portals. And so we're hoping that this is a banner. And when I say a banner, getting all of these candidates across, Bill, as well as Greg, as well as Clarence, and as well as Carl, getting all four of these good men across this finish line. And so, Bill, I really appreciate your time. I don't know, we got a minute. Do you have any saved rounds, or you want to say anything else?
Well, you know, I've taken a hard look at a number of things as I've attended the legislature and some of the interim committees, and I've long had an ability in the career, my time in the Navy as a chief engineer and a commanding officer and other things in the nuclear submarine world, to distill things to their essence and propose solutions that work. And I've had the opportunity to do that a couple times, maybe three or four, as I've attended the legislature and spoken up in public comment. And one of them, just recently over the past year, I fundamentally changed Wyoming's computer science education curriculum for the state by making some comments to the chairman of the education committees that they liked, and then they ended up turning into state law this past session. And that's the kind of thing I want to bring to the budget discussion.
Okay, so, hey, Bill, hold on a quick second. As you can hear, we've got the music playing. Let me bring you back after the break. So just go ahead and stay tuned, because I definitely want to make sure you get everything you need to say stated. And so, folks, we'll be right back after this hard break. And please stay tuned. Again, we'll be right back. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so, Bill, I had to rudely cut you off because we had a hard break. So if you want to restate it or take off where you were left off, that's fine with me. But go ahead.
Well, thank you for the additional time. I apologize for being a little bit wordy there.
But, that's okay.
But what I was getting at, this past year, because I had attended the legislature and interim committees as much as I have, I was a known quantity to a number of legislators, in this case, the chairman of the House and Senate Education Committees. And I made a suggestion. I had watched these guys struggle for a number of years on how do you put computer science education and courses into an already full curriculum. And I came up with an idea, which is basically peanut buttering it across the entire curriculum from first grade through 12th grade, sort of like a total immersion thing that you kind of see in foreign language realm. Because when you get down to brass tacks, computer science is a tool. It's a very, very powerful and complex tool, but it's a tool. Pencil, paper, rulers, how do you take notes? How do you write a paper? How do you get into a library and build a paper out of doing the research and so on? And they liked it, and they took it and ran with it. They put a lot more flesh on the bones. But I provided the shift in the thinking, and I'd like to do the same thing with the budget, because I don't want to see an income tax here in the state, because when you give a state too much money, they go off and do things that maybe we're not so happy with. And that's part of what we're seeing at the federal level, too.
Big time.
And so that's what I want to do here.
Right.
I want to get into the budget. I want to get on the floor of the House and start talking and start using my ability to distill things to their essence and come up with solutions that make things work.
Well, I hope that we can help put some wind in your sail, and I hope that you can get the momentum necessary to actually bring this home as a win on August 21st. And so I appreciate you calling in, and by all means, don't be a stranger. You can call in, just give me a heads up like we did, and I'll be happy to pick you up and take you on. What I'm going to do, by the way, just to try to be fair, because even though I'm not a local broadcasting here, this is a national show nationwide. I will let your opponent, Marty, know that if she wants to call in to talk about, you know, the Republic Review, the concept, and, you know, why she didn't want to sign a pledge and all of that, she's more than welcome to come on in or call. And so anyway, that way people can actually, you know, hear the issues from both candidates. But folks, it is the leadership that is going into these legislative seats that actually are at the mantle of power. I've taught you this, and that's why you need to go through my podcast so you understand really where that power resides. And so, Bill, thank you very much. Go get them, and we will hopefully talk to you soon, okay?
GR, thank you very much.
No, thank you. Have a great day. Bye now. And so, folks,
okay,
I want to continue some of the topics that I've been covering, but I will just say this, that with Bill calling in, it is a breath of fresh air to understand that there are men and women that all we have to do is harvest them. They're out there and they literally want to actually step in and do the right thing. We have the opportunity to have leaders actually, that's why I call these people, the men and women that are going into these positions. These are the people that are the framers of our future, because the framers gave us, I believe, a perfect system. There are only minor nuances that need to be changed to the Constitution. But first and foremost, we have to demand constitutional compliance by the federal government. And in doing so, we will actually be able to come out of, if you want to call these the ashes of the Obama and progressive era years that they have ramped up their tyranny and socialism in every aspect of our lives and infringing upon our liberties. I believe that we will come out as a far more productive and a greater nation. There's no doubt in my mind. And I truly believe that now is the time. If we are going to save this, because I've told you before, we have 2 to 5 years with looking at the kids that are in our education system. And believe me, I've been dealing with these millennials and these young adults that have been inculcated and literally brainwashed into believing in collectivism. And they have become literally social justice warriors. It is a shock to find out that these kids are actually, I know parents, I've actually talked to parents that are absolutely completely dismayed in how their kids have become communists under their own noses when they have been in their entire lives immersed in good patriotic constitutional, you know, teachings and trying to reinforce those values with their kids, and they still lost their kids. That is the power of the education system. That is the problem that we have with the brainwashing and the indoctrination that these education systems are doing. And this is a nationwide problem. So we don't have a lot of time. We're going to have to carry a lot of people. And those people that are doing the heavy lifting, that was Bill. That is Carl. That is Clarence, and that is Greg, those four that have signed the pledge already. If I had more people and I had more support, I probably would have more candidates. But this is a growing effort, and it's growing actually in numbers as listeners and so forth. I mean, I actually see that we're constantly in the top 20 as far as, you know, listening for streaming and so forth. So that's actually great numbers. And my hat's off to you for tuning in and taking the time, whether you're just playing my voice while you're working and doing things. I'm hoping that I'm getting through. I'm hoping that I can motivate you to, you know, put a little bit of money into the tank in these four candidates. If you need any assistance, I know that one of them does not have a direct ability to take money via PayPal because they just haven't set that up. Then call them, or I contact them on Facebook and say, how can I get money to you? I'm sure he would appreciate it. I believe that's Clarence Stiver, but I believe everybody else has PayPal methodology where you can go to their website and literally do a direct donation. I would love to give them an accounting headache by having thousands of $2 contributions, especially right now when they need the money, right? So I apologize, and it seems like this is the groveling hour for the state legislators in this Wyoming primary race, but that is what it's about. That is what it requires. It doesn't require good looks. It requires money. If it was, if it required perfection to become a legislator or a politician, then we'd all be hosed. But what it really does require is money, because for you to understand and differentiate between candidates, it takes money to get that message out so that everybody can hear that. And as Bill was telling you, you've got to be able to drive out to these far reaches of the legislative district. You have to be able to avail yourself. It is almost impossible. And do we want a system where we actually have well-to-do people that are buying their way into our legislative bodies like this? I mean, I understand Trump spent a lot of his own money in his campaign, and that's great. But we all should be very leery of people that have the money to buying their own way into influence. And this may be the case in Bill's opponent. This may be the case in some of these other people. Not that they're bad people. They're basically decent servants. But are they the leaders? Do they have the mettle necessary in doing what needs to be done and having the difficult conversation right there on the floor with the state legislators? So, as we've digressed, and as I was planning on going into Platonism, as I talked about all last week, and I know I've gotten a lot of great feedback from people that, you know, the perspective and the information that I've provided you is definitely something that has been outside of that realm. And understanding in the scale of liberty from those people who are on the liberty side and those people who are on the subjugation side, and how those incremental steps moving from one side to the other is monumental, but getting those people on those diametrically opposing ends are literally opposites. I'm telling you, there is a huge difference between somebody that wants to enslave you and somebody that wants you to freely choose for yourself. And we are heading into a government that wants to subjugate us and literally compel us or force us to doing things that we would find morally reprehensible and things that we don't want to do. And so tomorrow, I'm going to get into this article that I talked about before. It's called The Secrets of the Melbourne Man. And this was a friend of mine sent this to me. And this doesn't really talk about religion. This is about a young man that was in Australia on his Mormon missionary. And so I've really cut out all of that religious stuff. And I've really cut into maybe, let me see, I got about 20, 30, well, they're all a lot of single lines. So this is about a few pages of a gentleman that's talking about an individual who is exposing the plan of communism and how they planned on taking over the United States and the world. And so with that, I think you'll find that very interesting. So you want to tune in tomorrow. I'm sorry we didn't get into it today. And we'll also hopefully get into George Washington's farewell address later. I am G.R. Mobley. I am Reclaiming the Republic, but I need your help and I need your contributions so these good men and women can do this for us as well. Goodbye, and I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you very much. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.